Time is short, but let me be brief. You know, Shoshana already gave an excellent example, but actually I think the standards that I am requiring are even higher, because I would like such intervention to change the direction of technology. Fortunately, there are plenty of examples. HIV/AIDS, starting with an activist movement and then influencing an unwilling government set of government agencies, when it actually happened, it quickly changed the direction of medical research and produced a lot of drugs and now a vaccine against HIV. Climate change, after decades of foot dragging, once the public pressure was sufficiently strong, government started taking some small measures in terms of carbon taxes and support for renewables. And over the last 15, 20 years, we've seen an enormous improvement in the cost of renewables. Solar technology used to be about 80 times as expensive as fossil fuels. Today, it's cheaper. Wind power used to be above 10 times as expensive as fossil fuel. Today, it's cheaper. And these are just some of the examples where you see small amounts of government action, when especially triggered by societal pressure, can have formative influences on the direction of technology. And there is little doubt in my mind that the same can be done in AI and digital technologies as well.